This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protest regarding references made to Home Minister Amit Shah before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security by Deputy Minister David Morrison. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on the 29th of October. He emphasized that the revelation that high Canadian officials deliberately leaked unfounded insinuations to the international media confirms India's view of the current Canadian government's political agenda and behavioral pattern. He cautioned that such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties. Regarding surveillance conducted by Canada on Indian officials, Mr. Jaiswal said that some of India's consular officials were recently informed by the Canadian government that they have been and continue to be under audio and video surveillance. Their communications have also been intercepted. The spokesperson said that India formally protested to the Canadian government as New Delhi deems these actions a violation of relevant diplomatic and consular conventions. The spokesperson stressed that by citing technicalities, the Canadian government cannot justify the fact that it is indulging in harassment and intimidation. External Affairs Ministry today said that verification patrolling has commenced on mutually agreed terms between India and China in Demchok and Debsang. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the last phase of disengagement was agreed upon between India and China on the 21st of October. On US sanctions on Indian entities, the spokesperson highlighted that India has a robust legal and regulatory framework on strategic trade and non-proliferation controls. He underlined that India is also a member of three key multilateral non-proliferation export control regimes, the WASENAR arrangement, the Australia Group and the Missile Technology Control Regime. He said New Delhi's understanding is that the sanctioned transactions and companies are not in violation of Indian laws. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokesperson termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis have reiterated their commitment to strengthen strategic partnership between the two countries. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders exchanged views on various regional and global issues of interest, including the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and developments in West Asia. Both leaders appreciated the momentum generated in bilateral ties through recent high-level exchanges. They reviewed progress in a number of areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, defense, shipping and connectivity. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Thailand, Maris Sangyam Pongsa, who is on a four-day visit to India, today met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the Thai Foreign Minister's visit for the Royal Katina ceremony exemplifies the long-standing historical and cultural relations between the two countries. They discussed India-Thailand ties, multilateral cooperation and regional developments. Mr. Sangyam Pongsa arrived in New Delhi on Thursday. He exchanged views with members of the Vivekanand International Foundation yesterday in New Delhi and delivered a special address on Towards the Asian Century of Dhamma. In the Kashmir Valley, two terrorists have been killed in an ongoing gunfight with security forces in Halkan Gali area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district this afternoon. According to a social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, the operation was launched by police and security forces after receiving a specific input about presence of some terrorist in the area. In cricket, New Zealand were 171 for 9 in the second innings against India at stumps on day 2 of the third and final test at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Earlier, India took a lead of 28 runs in the first innings. India were all out for 263 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.